Explain yourself.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Connect the Dots on the Posted Up Network. My name, Kyle Bowen. Yes, Kyle Bowen, K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. This right here is the program where we go over the Posted Up playlist. This playlist right here has now updated for 216 Sundays in a row. Yes, 216 straight Sundays. You know what that means? That means that I am quite possibly better at picking out music than you. I said quite possibly, okay? I'm not getting completely braggadocious on the program. I'm just saying you should follow this playlist. It updates every Sunday. Okay, you got some experience making the decisions. It is what it is, and what it is a brilliant playlist. 22 every Sunday. This week, a lot of people, they rolled through the studio, okay, social distancing, kind of, sort of, hopefully, and we were just sharing songs, and it's created this. It really has. Now, normally, I go through all the playlists that I have, and that's what makes the Posted Up playlist. But hey, when it's for the community, and it's by the community, that's when it sounds the best. That's when it's really versatile. So I'm excited for you to listen to this list. Why don't we just jump right into it, okay? We got the button. That button. Connect the dots. Posted Up Network. Let's do this. Once again, my name, Kyle Bowen. That really matters, okay? The decision maker, baby. Posted Up playlist. Let's talk about it. Number one, we have Flossin'. Yes, Flossin' by Mike Jones. And who's this? Big Mo. Don't know much about Big Mo. Now, this song is off the project Who Is Mike Jones? Now, I really don't know who Mike Jones is. Well, let's read about him. I really don't know much about this dude. Only been listening to music since 2014. And what I'm seeing right now is Mike Jones may be a telephone. A telephone. Wow. That's who we put on the playlist, eh? A telephone. Okay. Now, this song right here, a lot of fun. It really is. The intro, the beginning, it really sets the tone for what should be a good week. And I really do hope you have a good week. Hey, I know you'll have a good week if you get the Posted Up playlist. That's just a fact. Let's move on to song number two. Song number two, Hopscotch by Tinashe and They. Now, They, I thought I would hear their voices on this song right here, but I didn't. I believe it's just a production type of thing that they helped with. And they did work. They did work on a song that I really thought didn't need to be touched. I mean, Hopscotch off the project Songs For You is just a brilliant song. A lot of fun. It's a vacation type of song. You traveling to California, driving around Los Angeles, you're playing this song. It's that good. One of the best songs of 2019. Once again, it got remixed by They, and it works. It works. It's more subtle. It's more calm, but it's still upbeat. How do they do it? I don't know. I'm not a musician. I don't have that type of magic within me, but they did it. It is really hard to remix what is already good, what is already great. Yes, Hopscotch the original, a great song, but they did it. They did it, and it works. And now it's on the Posted Up playlist. Number three, we have Life Goes On by Tupac. Now, Tupac, obviously one of the most famous rappers of all time. Some may say, you know what? I'm actually not going to say shit about Tupac, okay? I don't know much. I've only been listening to music closely since 2014. I get it. I get that the dude's a legend, but I'm not going to pretend I know much about Tupac, okay? I haven't really listened to a lot of his music. If you were to ask me to name you 10 songs, I probably would have a tough time doing so. I really would, but I will do my best to listen to more Tupac. I got to do what I got to do. This song right here, Life Goes On, off of Greatest Hits, it's probably not off of Greatest Hits. It's probably off another album. Again, it's just Kyle Bowen. Don't know much about Tupac. Did hear about the song through a friend I was interviewing, and it is very poetic. Very, very poetic. Serves a heavy purpose. A very heavy purpose. What does that mean? I don't know. But it felt right. Life Goes on the Post It Up playlist. Next up, we have Henny and Emotions by Laser. Yes, Laser. Now, the homie who showed me this song told me to keep Laser on the low. I don't know why. I really don't know why. Doesn't have any images, doesn't have a bio. Why is this dude so mysterious? Why did my friend tell me not to tell you about this dude? I don't know. Now, this song right here, Henny and Emotion, off of Blossom. Love the name of the project. Is fucking magnificent. It sounds as if there are four artists. Yes, four artists on this joint. Laser does an amazing job. I did hear about Laser way back when, in 2018, with this track right here called Schemin, which is brilliant too. Yo, is Laser a writer in the industry? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. Let's move on. Listen to the song, okay? Listen to the project. Laser, a lot of talent, and now he's on the Post It Up playlist. Number five, we have Bucket by McAvoy and 169. Yo, 169, I'm sorry. I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about you. I just can't. I really can't. McAvoy, that's where all the time is going. This dude puts on a clinic, an absolute clinic in this song. And I would say he's done so in his last two releases, Settle Down and now Bucket. You're hearing, yes, hearing 2017, 2018 McAvoy. No, I would say 2017, more of 2017 McAvoy. And his latest releases and just technically speaking, the dude is so fucking talented. And on top of that, he can just do whatever he wants as a musician. The sky is the limit for McAvoy, and that's just the truth. That's just the truth. Let's move on. Number six, we have Backseat by Houdini. And, oh, there's someone else on the song, too. All right, rest in peace, Houdini. Who is this guy? Jay Neat? Never heard of this dude. Jay Neat? Okay, cool name. Back to Houdini. Rest in peace. You'll look at his discography. Everyone knows it, okay? Everyone knows it. This dude... I'm going to say is. I know he's not with us anymore physically, but spiritually and what he's left us, again, with his discography, allows me to say that he's still here. So much talent with Houdini. So much talent. And the song Backseat, if you've never heard this song before, go check it out, and I guarantee there is a 94% chance that you will play it again and again and again. It's just that hard. It's just that hard. Okay, I fucking love this song, bro. One of the best songs. One of the best songs that have ever graced the Post It Up playlist. Bold statement, but we make bold statements on the network. It is what it is. Let's move on. After that, we have Nana by Polo and Pan. I believe they're a duo. Okay, this is them right here. And they just make interesting music. Okay? That's all I gotta say. I don't know how they come up with the sounds they come up with. I'm sorry. It must be all freestyle related. You know, they're just by the keys and just doing this. Da-na-na-na-na-na. Da-na-na-na-na. Their stuff works. It really does. Shout out to Don't Doze for putting me on to Polo and Pan. After that, we have Ashton Kutcher by Kid Cudi. Now, Kid Cudi did say, he did say that he wants to start a podcast. And look at this, okay? Kid Cudi still garners 27 million monthly listeners a month, which is pretty ridiculous. That's a lot of people. The staying power, the cult following that Kid Cudi has is something that I don't get. Again, late music fan, wasn't able to catch on to the hype, to the love, to the appreciation of Kid Cudi just yet. Is this something that I'll research later on in my life, or maybe within the next hour? Who knows? Who knows? Kid Cudi, he means a lot to people. This song right here, a lot of fun. Super experimental. Man, that's all I gotta say. That's all I gotta say. This project right here, I think I've listened to it twice. Oh, it's playing right now. Okay, should we give the people a little... Okay, why don't we just do that?
First things first, been ripping, get it in cutter. Niggas know the name is none other. I know you know me, the double O rapper. Two stepper, gun toter, nana, smoke cusher. I know you loving.
That's enough. That's enough. That's enough. Get out of here. Get out of here. Ashton Kutcher is on the playlist. Kid Cudi, I wish I could say more, but I really don't know much about this whole music thing. 88 Glam comes back with Dance For Me. Yes, 88 Glam's been on the list for years. Let's be real. Let's be honest. I'll say this too. You know, 88 Glam, the first project, it is so deep and heavy with real replay value tracks that it made me think that it would be hard for them to ever, yes, ever repeat that much value with future projects. And I think that belief that I created within myself has really allowed me not to really appreciate what these guys have put out afterwards. Now, this song that's on the playlist, Dance For Me, off of New Mania, which came out late last week, is a project that I haven't listened to yet, okay? Haven't listened to yet. Saw one homie share this song on his IG story, and that was enough for it to be on the Posted Up playlist, okay? Okay, okay, let's move on. Afterwards, we have Specialized by Manila Gray. And I will say this, I do believe this is a top three Manila Gray record of all time. It is very important. I think we hear Nico just take it to the next level. After hearing this song in 2018 when it came out, I started taking Manila Gray way, way, way more serious. A real threat. Yes, a real threat in the music industry. Are they going to kill people? No. What does that mean, a real threat in the music industry? Who knows? But there is a lot of talent, a lot of equal levels of talent within this collective at Manila Gray. Let's be real. Let's be real. They just make incredible sounding music. Azelle, Nico, Sullivan, Keep It Up, Specialized. Song that came out 2 years ago. It's heavy. It really is. The performance, the energy, the meaning. It is powerful. It is on the Posted Up playlist. Can't Help Falling In Love is a song by Elvis Presley off the project Blue Hawaii. All right, this song came out in 1961, 59 years ago. Can you imagine that? 59 years ago. And we're still listening to his music. And I'll be honest, I just figured out that he actually made this song. I've heard many, many different renditions of the song. Didn't know it was an Elvis original. Now, Elvis, wasn't this guy just a rock star, a funky dude? And now he's coming out with songs like Can't Help Falling In Love. I really said now. After that, we have Black Qual. I don't even know how to say this. How do you say this song? By Thundercat, okay? Thundercat and Company. Steve Lacy, Steve Arrington, and Childish Gambino. This song is funky. Yes, funky. I guess I put this on there because I put Elvis on the list, and Elvis gave us something really, really soft and emotional. A song that pokes at you. Hits the emotions. I had to give the people something funky right after, okay? I couldn't tease you with Elvis and not give you something funky. And Thundercat does that. Thundercat and Company. Listen to the song. Wash the dishes to the song. Clean the house. Dance with your partner. Have some fun, okay? This song right here. Again, it has a purpose. A lot of these songs have a purpose on the Posted Up playlist. Celebrate. Celebrate makes the list out of the city of Vancouver. Ankle God, Sharuk, Production, Uncle Ricky. Who the hell is Uncle Ricky? Who is this dude? I don't know. A multi-genre record producer originally from Perth, Australia. What is he doing in Vancouver? I don't know. This is someone that we have to get on. Have to get on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast. I got to know more about Uncle Ricky. Ankle God and Sharuk, they do their thing. Ankle God and Sharuk, every time they're on a song, they do their thing. Ankle God and Sharuk coming out with some new stuff, I think, I hope. I'm listening to the streets. That's what it's telling me in a couple weeks. And if it's a song that I think it is, oh man, it will help continue the run that the Vancouver music scene has been on over the last couple weeks. And that's just a fact. Afterwards, we have Do Better by Tashale, Quintana, and company. I don't know who produced this track. Another song from the city off the project, Exordium. We did have a chance to talk to Tashale's DJ. I believe Crooksy is part of the Tashale camp in some way, shape, or form. That interview will come out sometime in the near future. We'll plan it out with something that Crooksy is releasing, a good conversation. Tashale, one of the most talented people I've ever met in my life. That is just a fact. Go enjoy the song, Do Better. I'll say this. It's going to be hard for Tashale to do better on any other track. On any other track. Okay? Because Do Better is just that good. It's that experimental. He challenges himself. And the message within the lyrics is beautiful. Okay, it really is. I fuck with the song a lot. It's on the Posted Up playlist. Trey Six. Yes, Trey Six. The Surrey duo. They back on the list with Put It Down, one of the best songs in 2019 that came out of the city of Vancouver. Coming Out Strong is after Trey Six, and this is Future and The Weeknd. These two have a number of songs together, I believe, and this one right here may be the best. It may be the best. It's off the project Hendrix, and we all know it, right? We all know it. We all know how great this project is. It shows the versatility of Future. Someone who, you know, I wouldn't say he's misunderstood. He's a little all over the place. His dirty laundry, quote unquote, it is everywhere. People help. Well, that helps people build their own perception or image of what Future is. And it may take away from what he's done musically over the last couple years. He's given us a lot of music. Hendrix is just one of those projects where you have to stop, really stop at it and listen to it and really appreciate it. It's one of the top 20 projects over the last 3 years. It really is. It's that deep. I fuck with it. I really do. Coming out strong. Strong message. Listen to the song on a Sunday or a Monday and you'll have a good week. You really will. TikTok by Reve is after Future and The Weeknd. Reve, bold statement coming up. Top 5, top 7 most talented artist from the city. That is just a fact. Afterwards, we have Reem with Only One. I believe I found this on the Colors playlist. And I put it on after listening to it for 30 to 40 seconds. And I'll be real. After a second listen, didn't really fuck with it. Didn't really fuck with it. But I'll have to live with it. And maybe it will grow on me over time. Reem from Detroit, Michigan. Her vocals are strong. The production is absolutely magnificent on this song. But for some reason, when I listened back to it, it just wasn't working anymore. It is what it is. You win some, you lose some. Papa Chulo. Did I say Papa Chulo? I think it's Poppy Chulo by Octavian and Skepta is up next. I believe this is one of the stronger tracks that have come out of 2020. That's just what I believe. It's grimy. The lyrics are nasty. Nasty production. Great. You just want to party. Okay, you want to party. You want to be in a club. You want to be dancing with a significant other. Even if that significant other is there for 10 minutes. You want to live your life. When listening to Poppy Chulo, Octavian, his vocal performance on this track is second to none. Skepta does what he does, okay? He provides the energy. He provides this darkness to the song, okay? This griminess to the song. It just works. It works, man. It works. I really fuck with the song. I do believe it is a strong contender for top 22 songs of the year. We'll find out in December when we do the list. Check out the song. After that, we have Die Twice at number 20 with Lancey Foe and Skepta. Now, Lancey Foe, I mean, I'll be real. The first time I listened to his project, Friend or Foe, I wasn't really with it. And I still don't know if I'm really with it, okay? There's this genre of music which I refer to as mosquito music. Yes, mosquito music. I don't even know if I'm making the right noise, but it's just some weird sounding vocals coming at you at a really high pitch. And I'm pretty much okay with saying that I'm done with that. That I really don't need that music anymore. Nonetheless, this song right here doesn't have much of that. Lancey Foe does something different with his voice. It's featuring Skepta, and Skepta, again, he just provides this type of energy that puts you in a place where you want to get work done, where you want to go out there and be the best. That's what Skepta does. Skepta does. Now, back to the mosquito music just for a bit. I will say this also. After talking a lot of shit about Lancey Foe's Friend or Foe, again, not a big fan of the pitch used in the song. I did go back to it, and I get it, okay? This guy creates melodies after melodies after melodies. It works. It works. I get it. It's going to take some time to get used to. And I'm saying all this stuff while this guy has graced the playlist now, what, 3 times this year? What am I even saying? Go check out this song, okay? 21. We have another funky song, another song that you have to dance with. It's Chances. Yes, Chances by K. Trinada. What a performance. She just went in on this song. It is near perfect. It is near perfect. All right, this is off the little EP or package, as I should say, called Nothing Like You / Chances. All right, they give you the songs, then they give you the instrumentals with the little bonus track, I'm sorry, called It Was Meant to Be. It works. It really works. And I fuck when the producers, like K. Trinada, throw you an instrumental too. That's very nice of them, okay? That's very, very nice of them. It's nice to themselves too. Put your original production out there. I see a lot of producers doing this now, and I think it's going to happen all the time. Producers want more credit. I get it. They deserve it. They really do. Why not put matters into your own hand and just release the instrumental? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Let your people really, really appreciate the beat. Really, really listen to the story within the beat. I see it happening. More instrumentals come into the world of streaming services. And at 22, yo, I put Vori back on the list with You Got It. I've been feeling the need to listen to quality music over the last couple weeks. And Vori does that. One of the best at doing so. This guy just provides quality. I would say 99% of the songs that he has released provide utter, yes, utter divine quality. Utter divine quality. I don't even know what that means, but it sounds right. It sounds like the perfect way to describe Vori. You Got It. So well written. All of his songs, so well written. Is Vori the most talented musician that you haven't heard of? Probably. Is Vori the one or one in a bunch of artists that have a chance to take over the top echelon of hip-hop artists this decade? You know, take over the likes of Drake, Kendrick, J. Cole, even Travis Scott. I don't know. Put him in that mix. Why not? Yes, I would say Vori would do that at some point in this decade. That's how talented he is. Now with Meek Mill and his label, Dream Chasers, I believe. Man, now he's got a big budget. Hey, he didn't even need that big budget. This dude's been writing for Beyonce and Jay-Z and company. Come on. Vori, on the Posted Up playlist at number 2, You Got It. We out of here. That was it. Connect the dots. We talk about the Posted Up playlist. We make a show about it. That's called Connect the Dots. It is what it is. My name, Kyle Bowen, KyleBhawan. Make sure you go check out the playlist. 22 every Sunday. It has been doing so. Yes, doing so for 216 straight weeks. You are doing yourself no favors at all if you don't have the best playlist you've never heard about at your repertoire. Okay, that's just facts. That's just facts. Kyle Bowen here to help you. So take my help, KyleBhawan. Subscribe to the network. We will be back when? When are we coming back? Midweek. Yes, midweek with Loki and Meanwhile in Canada. We're still taking some time off for the production. I'm having fun with it. Hey, I'll tell you a message here, okay? I'll tell you a message here. I've learned a lot over the past 3 or 4 days, and it was due in large part with having certain people in the studio who are some of the most talented people you could be around. And the one thing I really, really honed in from those meetings was understanding that it is time to take more time on things. And I'm excited. I'm so excited. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Life is still all over the place for many of us. And rightfully so. 2020 is still here. It's not going anywhere for a couple more months. It is what it is. Yo, Black Lives Matter. Check out the link in the bio. Do what you can. Don't let the algorithm fool you. Man, oh man. We're really ending it on that note. And for the third time in this conclusion, it is what it is. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it. Peace.